Ready to find your next favorite podcast? Start here.
At one point, Mildred was tutoring a German soldier who, as he came to trust her, became a little loose-lipped on military matters. With this and the military spending information gained through Arvid's post, they were able to share critical information regarding Germany's rearmament, which was a violation of the Treaty of Versailles.
I did a survey and I found that there's a huge part of the news audience that feels less knowledgeable after watching the news than before. Because there's all this jargon and all these ideas thrown out without much explanation.
The first time I ever bombed was at Go Bananas, and I had like my best friends, parents, and then I had a bunch of people from the bar where I worked come see me for the first time. And I like drew a mustache on my face on stage and thought it was funny, and it was like the worst set I've ever done in my life.
In this episode, we'll sample three podcasts, Stuff You Missed in History Class, Sharon Says So, and Person of Interest with Natalie Jones. Welcome to Start Here from Cincinnati Public Radio. I'm Trip Eldridge. Each week, we sample and highlight three podcasts to help you navigate the exploding podcast world and maybe find your next podcast obsession. Plus, get an email summary of each podcast we feature with our weekly Start Here email blast. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here blast email at the bottom of the page. And if you like what you hear, please rate us an Apple Podcast. A 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. With special thanks to Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and Kevin Reynolds, and curation, writing, and producing from Connor Eldridge, let's start here. Hey, you guys should make that into a podcast. It's kind of a cliche line today, but in 2013, that was a goldmine suggestion by How Stuff Works Media CEO Connell Byrne to Tracy Wilson and Holly Fry when he heard their idea, a podcast about all things missed in history class. Enter Stuff You Missed in History Class, a powerful and super relevant podcast about, well, stuff you missed in history class. In fact, a lot of people think they may have missed some history, as evidenced by the nearly 10 million downloads per month this podcast gets. Let's give you a sample of what you may have missed in history class with this snippet from a recent episode titled Mildred Fish Harnack. Mildred was a woman from Wisconsin who found herself at the center of a resistance group in Germany working to undermine the Nazis in World War II. This clip explores how Mildred and her husband, Everett, started the work spying for the U.S.
Also in 1937, once they returned to Germany, there was a personnel change at the U.S. Embassy. William Edward Dodd, whose daughter had been close with Mildred, stepped down from his position, and he was replaced by Hugh R. Wilson. Mildred and Arvid became good friends with the embassy's new first secretary, Donald R. Heath, as well as his family. And Heath understood that they were Nazi party and paperwork only as a ruse. And as tensions mounted in Berlin, Mildred started tutoring Heath's son, Donald Jr., and it was through him that she and Arvid were able to pass information to the U.S. It wasn't only Arvid's work that provided intelligence. At one point, Mildred was tutoring a German soldier who, as he came to trust her, became a little loose-lipped on military matters. With this and the military spending information gained through Arvid's post, they were able to share critical information regarding Germany's rearmament, which was a violation of the Treaty of Versailles. In Berlin, they also disseminated information to other members of the resistance. Mildred illegally accessed and transcribed foreign radio broadcasts so others in the movement could know what was happening outside of Germany and how Hitler's regime was being seen beyond their borders. As part of their effort to keep a low profile, as their involvement with the resistance effort escalated, the Harnacks moved to a new home on the outskirts of the city. And in their work with the Red Orchestra, the Harnacks worked closely with Harro Schulzebeusen, the German Air Ministry intelligence officer. And initially, Arvid Harnack thought Schulzebeusen was really too dangerous to work with, but he did have a history of anti-Nazi work. His revolutionary views had gotten him arrested by the SA when he was younger. He came to their attention running a leftist periodical called Gegner, which translates to opponent. After being beaten severely and having swastikas carved into his legs, among other tortures which led to hospitalization, he was finally released through the influence of his socialite mother.
That's a taste of Stuff You Missed in History Class. Join Holly and Tracy twice weekly for the latest history tidbit with Stuff You Missed in History Class from iHeartMedia and available from the Start Here podcast collection at wvxu.org/starthere. As relevant and helpful as it is, we also know that the internet is a vast wasteland of exaggeration, falsity, and downright lies. We used to have Snopes to help sniff out fake news and lies and false stories, but they were never really well funded. Well, enter Sharon McMahon, a longtime government and law teacher from Minnesota who's amassed hundreds of thousands of followers on her viral Instagram account, @SharonSaysSo, where she combats political misinformation with nonpartisan facts. Now, with her podcast of the same name, Sharon explores the damning details and unheard truths behind the true stories of America you may never knew have existed, from espionage to sled dogs to presidential scandals and much more. So let's see what Sharon is saying on the sample of her recent episode. She sits down with longtime journalist, author, and former CNN chief correspondent Jessica Yellen to tackle the topic of media and news. Jessica is a Harvard grad and now has her own Instagram-based news channel that tells you what to pay attention to and what to ignore.
Because we can't care equally about all the things. This is where a lot of people feel frustrated. It's like, I can't care about 600 things equally.
And one of the problems is it all gets flattened out to seem like it all matters the same amount.
Yes, right? Correct.
And so you get a 5-minute segment on some massive new deal to change car emissions, which has a real world impact on our life. And then a 5-minute segment on Ted Nugent saying that he has never felt so sick while he has COVID. Mm-hmm. And while the second story might be funny because Ted Nugent originally denied that COVID was a thing, it's not important to your life. That's noise. Look, sometimes if you're outside the business, you need curators to say, you don't need to spend time on that. That's like the Us magazine of news. If you think it's entertaining, okay, but it's not your meat and potatoes. Here's the stuff that actually matters. And I think that in our 24-hour cycle, the media doesn't do that well for consumers, and you need people to help point and direct.
That is really well said. You know, when you're watching cable news, watching the 24-hour news cycle, a lot of times you have to sit through the stories that are noise. You have to sit through the 5-minute segment about whatever to get to the things that are actually interesting to you or actually impact your life. So how do you sift through the news and the noise?
So I have a really specific lens, and my lens is this a story that will, A, directly impact your life, like car emissions changing? Yeah, that has an impact on your air, your car, all those things. Is it a story that expands your knowledge of the world or your participation in our culture? And if it doesn't fit into any of those categories, it's not news. So there is a space in news for, obviously, political stories in an election year. Yes. Anything that helps you understand international relations, Biden meeting with Putin. Yes. Their culture stories, sort of, you know, language and art, all that is news. But the stuff that's noise is this sort of, it's the froth on the top of the ocean. It's like the week and a half before the Mueller report came out, the news every day predicting when the Mueller report would come out. We don't need prediction news. When it's in, let us know. Before then, that's just talk. And my larger sort of impetus in doing all this is I really felt that there's a part of the American public that's not getting informed because we're telling them too much noise. We're telling it in a way that turns them off. And this is decreasing participation in our elections. And my thought was, if we could just re-engineer the way we talk about this stuff, I bet we can engage a lot of these people and make them feel informed. The last thing I'll say, I don't want to monologue, is I did a survey and I found that there's a huge part of the news audience that feels less knowledgeable after watching the news than before. Because there's all this jargon and all these ideas thrown out without much explanation or clarity on next steps or on what you can do. And that makes people feel intimidated, naive, and disempowered. And I wanted to see, is there a way to invert that?
From the podcast, Sharon Says So, for a new insight on misinformation and what matters in politics in a nonpartisan way, listen to Sharon Saying So. Available now for the Start Here podcast collection on the podcast menu at WVXU.org. On to our local podcast spotlight. Everyone in Cincinnati has a story to tell. And with some audio equipment and an eager ear, Natalie Jones is determined to hear it and then tell it on her podcast, Person of Interest with Natalie Jones. Natalie describes herself as a born and bred Cincinnatian from the West Side, briefly locating to Colorado and LA before returning here to care for her parents. And each week she interviews, in her words, Greater Cincinnati's most fascinating people, from chefs to comedians to coroners. Let's check out a sample of Person of Interest with Natalie Jones from a recent episode featuring local Cincinnatian comedian Kelly Collette. In the clip, Natalie shares her experience bombing at stand-up at the local Cincinnati comedy club, Go Bananas.
And I had, like, my best friend's parents who, like, she didn't live here. She like, lived in Colorado or whatever, but, like, her parents came to see me with, like, their family.
Yeah.
And then I had a bunch of people from the bar where I worked come see me for the first time. And I, like, drew a mustache on my face on stage and thought it was funny, and it was, like, the worst set I've ever done in my life.
Why totally am I bombed. Thinking I maybe have seen someone with a mustache on their face on stage? Maybe I saw you one night.
I drew it on stage while I was on stage.
Oh, and no, then, definitely didn't see
and
that.
Then afterwards, and I at the time I used to do it so often that it was like perfect. Perfect. And I used like a really thick Sharpie.
It's not like eyebrows. You're like, yep, I can do the mustache.
I was like, yeah. No big deal. Then I went out afterwards, I got real drunk. And finally when we were drunk enough, everyone was like, yeah. No.
Oh my gosh. No. Bombing in front of people that you know is the worst feeling in the entire world. It doesn't matter if it's a room full of strangers. I'm like, yeah. And something makes you so nervous. Like when people come to see you, and especially when they pay to come see you, you feel this like I feel like I'm hosting a bridal shower every time someone comes in. I'm like, are you guys okay? Do you have drinks? Like, I'm just like, they're like, you should be getting ready for the show. I'm like, no, I got to make sure everybody has their seat and coordinated and that they know that. Like, hey, I'm going to try some new stuff out tonight, so it might not be my best ever. Like, I have to preface everything just because I have that insecurity of, like, people I know.
Do you still do anything like that now? Like, so I know in COVID you started doing the backyard sets.
And yeah.
Are there any tickets for the most recent one?
Come on over.
From our local creator, Natalie Jones. That's Person of Interest with Natalie Jones, the podcast about Cincinnati's most fascinating people, available now on the Start Here podcast collection from the menu at WVXU.org. Before we wrap up today, let's take a quick look at the Apple Podcast charts to see the podcasts that are bubbling up, and the end of summer heat is presented by the iTunescharts.net folks. Well, now, well into season 3, Dr. Death Miracle Man continues to dominate the Apple charts. The story of Paulo, a smart and handsome surgeon renowned for his ability to perform surgeries that transform his patients' lives, gets turned upside down when television producer Benita covers him for a story. That's Dr. Death, Miracle Man, continuing at number 1 on the Apple Podcast charts. To learn more about Dr. Death and the other podcasts we featured today, check out the Start Here email. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and choose Start Here from the bottom of the page. Thank you for joining us for Start Here, Cincinnati Public Radio's Discovery Podcast. For more about other podcasts we like, check out the Start Here collection at wvxu.org. It's our new specially curated collection of podcasts we think you might enjoy. Plus, check out the local podcast collection, podcasts created right here in Cincinnati by our local creators. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@wvxu.org. I'm Trip Eldridge for Cincinnati Public Radio, and thank you for choosing to start here.